Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It can strike without warning. It stalks closer, invisible to the eye, silent but for the sickly sounds of its victims. It's BRD. And it's coming for your calves. With inventories low and prices high, times are changing for the cattle industry. Now more than ever, the consequences of BRD could be truly terrifying. But Baitrol 100 Enrofloxacin Injectable can help fight this scary disease. The only Enrofloxacin FDA approved for single-dose treatment and for BRD control in high-risk cattle, Baitrol 100 can help turn BRD from predator to prey. BRD shouldn't make a horror story out of your herd. Reach for the brand you've trusted, Baitrol 100. Contact your veterinarian or visit Baitrol100.com for a product label. Veterinary prescription only. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal in cattle is required.
It's a state agency that not a lot of folks know too much about. It's the Commissioners of the Land Office, more commonly known as the School Land Commission. They own land, primarily in the western half of the state, on behalf of the state of Oklahoma. They lease it on a regular basis, on a five-year lease basis, and they will be starting to do that annual process. They do about one-fifth or 20% of the land every single year, and they'll be starting that process on the 20th of October of this year in the Oklahoma Panhandle. They've also got oil and gas leases that they operate on behalf of the state of Oklahoma, and they've got assets and investments that are also earning money for common education and higher education in the state. Harry Birdwell is the executive director of the School Land Commission. He says one of the challenges they've got with the physical land that they lease to folks on a five-year basis is to make sure that land is sustainable, even in the face of things like drought.
It calls on us to do several things. One, be sure we don't overuse the land. Two, that we do everything we can to develop the water resources and preserve the water resources. And three, that we conserve the land and be sure that whatever happens weather-wise, we best manage the land. Candidly, there have been a lot of people who have been looking for additional grazing land with the lack of water there's been. We've spent an inordinate amount of money over the last two or three years, and one of my strong feelings is that this land was given to the state of Oklahoma in perpetuity for benefit of education. That means we've got to be good stewards. It means that the land has to be worth as much or more tomorrow and 100 years from now as it is now. So we have to do what we can to conserve the land and to develop the water resources and to be sure that it's a valued asset for years and years and years to come.
Harry Birdwell with the School Land Commission. About one-fifth of the land that they hold in perpetuity for the state of Oklahoma will be leased out this fall, starting October 20th. We've got information on our website. Go to our calendar or to our auction page, either one, and you'll see details on each of the nine locations where auctions will be held, as we mentioned, starting October 20th for School Land Commission land leases. It's a very big deal for corn and for soybean farmers, especially in areas where we've had problems with glyphosate-resistant weeds. EPA announcing yesterday the registration of the herbicide Enlist Duo, which basically is for use in controlling weeds in corn and soybeans genetically engineered to tolerate 2,4-D and glyphosate. The agency in their announcement says that they've done a lot of work on safety of this herbicide, and they say that it meets the safety standards for pesticide regulation and, as approved, will be protective of the public, agricultural workers, and non-target species, including endangered species. You've got farm news on Ron. Coming up Friday, November 7th, it'll be the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association's Fall Cattle Drive, offering some top-notch replacement females from cattle herds like the Brooks Cattle Company, Bertram Cattle Company, Chain Ranch, C&B Polled Herefords, Jameson Ranch, Miller Ranch, and White Brothers Cattle, all offering consignments in this year's OCA Fall Cattle Drive at OKC West El Reno. For information, contact the OCA office at 405-235-4391, 405-235-4391. That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.